Jesus is mocked. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me? John 18:23. We would like to thank Scott Erickson for both his art and the following meditation. So take some time to pause and to consider the following words.
A meditation by Scott Erickson. What were these objects made for? In this station, we have the juxtaposition of a whip, known as the Cat of Nine Tails, and a crown made out of thorns. What was the desired byproduct of these devices? It's to dehumanize. Yes, to inflict pain. But even the execution of physical pain is to diminish the narrative of human dignity. Most reasons for mockery is because one may feel insecure. Rather than face insecurity, mockery helps make the feeling of insecurity less noticeable. It may even help someone feel more self-assured and confident because they feel like they have the upper hand. Jesus partook in being dehumanized. Have you ever hated your life so much that your anger was released on other people? Maybe you're so angry about how your life is turning out. It's not what you had planned, and you find yourself in a situation that you loathe. And if anybody asks how you're doing, it takes all your patience to not lash out in anger. Or maybe you're in a dead-end job, or a job that is really stressful, and you work with others who don't appreciate you, maybe even dislike you. And all you get, all day, every day, is disdain and passive-aggressive hate. Dehumanizing situations can wear you down. And have you ever been so worn down that in a completely different context, something someone says is a release valve for all that pent-up anger? Maybe it's a hard conversation that becomes way more intense than it needs to be. Maybe a child is disobedient and you yell at them more than necessary. Often we release our anger in the places that are embarrassingly inappropriate. In our dehumanization, we can lash out with dehumanizing actions. I bet those Roman soldiers beat the crap out of that rabbi.